This interview is brought to you by Transformational Mortgage Solutions. You can check out the full episode at lickinonlending.com.
Alice Alvey, good to have you here. So good to have you in Austin last week. So much fun. And then the extra treat Sunday morning, you get to gather with you and go down to Mozart's down there on the lake. And it's a beautiful morning. And just sit there and sip a cup of coffee and talk about life and all that's going on in the industry. It's really good. Appreciate you.
Oh, thank you very much. It was a lot of fun. And, you know, from being from Michigan, it's hard to picture that there are lakes in Texas. So that was beautiful.
Yeah, well, you got pure Michigan, and there's not any prettier lakes than the Michigan. It's gorgeous. So we got our muddy river lakes here, but it was still fun to sit there and look out at it. So it's fun.
Yeah,
good to have you here.
It was so beautiful.
Can't wait to hear what you learned from being at the conference for this version of the legislative update. See, as Bill's so gracious to let you come on, we should always say Alice is a CMB Vice President of Education and Training at Union Home Mortgage up there in Cincinnati area, kind of that general area. Am I correct?
Well, we're up in Cleveland. We're up on the other lake.
Cleveland. Why do I keep thinking Cincinnati? All right. That's right.
That's right. Well, we have offices there, too, so you're not off.
I know. You're all
anyway, well, I was going to just talk about a couple of the areas. I had mentioned in last week's show about the letters that VA had sent, and that was done before VA had their meeting. So later on Monday when VA had their meeting, just a few facts surrounding the letters that went out regarding the loans, where now lenders are really going to have to dig deep to basically refund fees to borrowers. So there are 400 letters, received letters. The range in letters, I talked to a few, one company that only had 3 loans on their list, and then VA was saying there were some lenders that had thousands of loans on their list. So VA did clarify that there just needs to be a plan by November 15th to address any...
November 15th, that's like around the corner.
Yes, yeah, and the letters came out kind of late relative, especially if you had, you know, a ton of loans. Obviously, we didn't, but, you know, there are some companies out there that if they were forced to actually issue the payouts, and this was, you know, some companies were pretty open that if they would have had to pay out all of the fines and penalties, they just wouldn't have even had the cash. So that's how significant it was for some lenders. So VA was open to the concept of, you know, that may be a gradual process, but your plan has to be fully in place by November 15th, and certainly they'll have something to say about your plan. So lenders are faced with either principal curtailment, cash refund, or no cash out refi for any of those VA interest rate reduction refinance loans that didn't hit all the marks on VA's requirements. In their opinion, so this is the biggest thing, in their opinion, we really needed to understand the law, and we shouldn't have just simply relied on the circulars. That's a big twist from what most lenders understand as far as government lending, right? We know it'll come out in a proposed rule and then a final rule. We watch all that, and then we expect that that circular is going to give us the scoop that we need with all the procedures. So I guess it's just a really good reminder for everyone that you have to also line that up side by side with the actual final rule as you're going through and putting together your final policies and procedures. So I'd just also like to give a big shout out to FHA. Their session was terrific.
Yes,
they just absolutely do a great job. This was in the FHA subcommittee meeting. And, you know, people can ask them pretty granular questions like, you know, did you really mean that if a borrower is going to get a gift from a third party, that there can be no relationship? And FHA just absolutely gets down into the actual weeds of files, and they're really good at it. And I guess I should clarify what I just said. So if I'm getting a loan, for example, against a car, and I'm going to a credit union who also happens to have all of my funds on deposit, you have to be really careful on meeting the independent third party requirement if I'm going to get financing. So you have to be careful. Lenders for a long time have always gotten car loans. That's not acceptable anymore in VAs. I'm sorry, car is okay, but you know what? I'm actually just going to have to go back and double check on my notes here as I'm reading through them. No, they deliberately excluded cars. They deliberately excluded getting money from your car to be able to have that money to purchase a home. So it was interesting that, you know, lenders thought this couldn't be true, right? Did you really mean to write this? And the FHA was very clear on it. Another thing that was some challenges was any alternative to support a fully amortized payment on a student loan in order to have the borrower not have to exit their current plan. And the way the rule is written today, they would have to exit their current plan if they didn't have that type of a payment. So the borrower has to be on a regular fully amortizing plan. You can't come up with hypothetical payments if they were to convert. So make sure you just read your FHA guide literally, and you'll get things right. So some great questions that were answered while we were there at the conference. So that was my scoop, Dave. A couple of highlights in the weeds on FHA and VA. Lots of talk about sales and technology. Boy, sometimes you felt like you were just at a tech conference.
Yeah, it is. I mean, it is. It's like a digital mortgage conference. There's so much digital mortgage stuff, which is a great tee up for Alan Pollock we got. Thanks, Alan. Appreciate you taking time to get together with me and also all that you do to attend these conferences and get to these meetings. It just underscores the importance of being a member of the MBA and getting to these sessions. So good. They could also listen to the podcast, but still not the same. Got to be there. Alice, thank you so much. Appreciate it. I want to say a special thank you to our sponsors, Black Knight, Open Mortgage, Finastra, Resex, the Warehouse Lending Division of United Bank, the MBA, the Lenders One, the Mortgage Collaborative, CMLA, as well as Velma, Knowledge Coop, which is a great training platform, Vidyard, and AI Assist. Thanks for listening, everybody. Appreciate you being here. Have a great week, and be sure to come back next week.
You've been listening to Licken on Lending, a weekly mortgage market update with your host, David Licken of Transformational Mortgage Solutions. Join us next week, and thanks for listening.